You know, today, I'm sure you saw, you know, what happened with the stock market. They said it was because of COVID, but there was lots of talk about inflation. So I want to talk about the fears of inflation. President Biden pushed back, assuring Americans that the price increases that they've seen hitting their wallets are temporary. Now, last week, you questioned the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and expressed concern over prematurely raising rates and what that could mean for marginalized communities. What are your biggest concerns over inflation, Congresswoman?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal with inflation, is that if we do not get the root cause of these price increases right, then policy decisions could be made that could really negatively impact your life, boost unemployment, and again, increase interest rates. And we do not want that. So it's really important that we get the diagnosis right into what's going into these price increases. When you look at what actual prices are going up, it's in very specific sectors. If this was an overall inflationary issue, we would see prices going up in relatively equal amounts across the board, no matter what the good is. But we know what's getting expensive. Things like the cost of lumber, items like cars, whether they are new or used, and other sorts of items that rely on shipping and shipping containers coming in from overseas. These are very sector specific, which means that these are due to supply chain issues. That means that we don't have enough ports that that can accommodate all of the backed up ships that are trying to come in. It's because we don't have enough computer chips that are produced by just a handful of factories in the world that go into these vehicles, which are then causing a rush on used vehicles. And it's because of all of the, you know, all of the rush on demand to build and to remodel homes during lockdown. And the reason it's important for us to understand that is because the solution to that is, guess what? Infrastructure. Yeah. We need to put in more money and more funding so we expand ports so that we can add resilience to our supply chain. That's what we can do if we get it right. We actually support these infrastructure investments and make sure that we protect not just the size, but potentially make it bigger. Right. Now, if we get it wrong, if we say this is inflation, that this is an inflationary trend, etc., what's going to happen if we get it wrong? We put policy pressure and political pressure on the Fed to increase interest rates, which will drive up the rate of unemployment, which is the exact opposite thing that you want to be doing in such a fragile state of our economic recovery post-COVID. Okay. So that's why it's so important that we get this right and put the politics aside.